What really happened on September 11, 2001? About a third of French people say they asked themselves that question, according to a survey of conspiracy theories published in early January. Doubts about whether the World Trade Center was really attacked appeared online within hours of their collapse in 2001. The first elaborate theories about what happened appeared in Europe. 6 months after 9/11, a French activist and journalist, Thierry Meyssan, published L'Effroyable Imposture, a book that in English was called 9/11, The Big Lie. In it, he said the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were organized by elements inside the U.S. government to create an excuse to go to war against Afghanistan and Iraq.
J'accueille Thierry Meyssan.
Meyssan was invited on national TV. His book became a bestseller in France, and his theories, though discredited, still have traction. According to the conspiracy theory study, 65% of people agree that the U.S. was totally surprised by 9/11. But 29% of French people believe the U.S. government knew about the attacks but let them happen anyway in order to justify going to war. And 6% believe the Americans planned and executed the attacks themselves. The survey asked people to respond to about a dozen theories floating around France today, both historical, like was the CIA implicated in the assassination of JFK, and contemporary. Do you believe that terrorist groups are manipulated by Western intelligence agencies?
The conspiracy theory is a story.
Rudi Reichstadt is a political scientist who designed the survey, which was published by the Jean Jaurès Foundation, a think tank associated with the Socialist Party. He's the founder of the website conspiracywatch.com.
A conspiracy theory has a story which tells us that the official story is not true and which try abusively to challenge the official story by denouncing a plot, a conspiracy, which is never proven.
The survey was published to coincide with the third anniversary of the January 2015 attacks in Paris, and a question in the survey asks about those attacks. 20% of respondents agreed with the statement, "It's not certain that the Paris attacks were planned and carried out only by Islamist terrorists." 3% said the French Secret Service was involved. The roots of today's conspiracy theories in France can be traced back to the French Revolution. Critics of the revolution were denounced as foreign agents or members of secret societies. The targets quickly became Jews and Freemasons, who today still remain the focus of many conspiracy theories. In analyzing the results of the conspiracy theory study, Rudi Reichstadt divides the French population into three segments. The first, with just over half the French population, 53%, is relatively immune to conspiracy theories. They adhere to none or only one or two in the survey.
Then we have a second block, about one in five French, 22%, who begins to be contaminated by a conspiracy mentality. And finally, a third block, the ardent conspiracist, which represents one French in four, 25%, and who adheres to five conspiracy theories or more among those proposed in the survey.
A quarter of French people believe in five or more conspiracy theories. That's a high number, but Reichstadt says it's likely similar to other European countries.
France is not unique, except on the subject of vaccines.
The study asked respondents how much they agree with the following statement. The French health ministry is in collusion with the pharmaceutical industry to hide the negative effects of vaccines from the public. 55% agreed completely or somewhat with that statement.
For a long time, France and the French society was relatively supportive of vaccination.
Jocelyn Rode is an associate professor at the School of Public Health in Rennes in western France. He's been studying vaccine education for the past 10 years.
What we have observed is a shift during the vaccination campaign against the influenza pandemic in 2009.
In the spring of 2009, the H1N1 influenza virus, or swine flu, appeared in North America and spread quickly around the world.
The scientific criteria for an influenza pandemic have been met.
By June of that year, the World Health Organization had declared a pandemic.
I have decided to raise the level of influenza pandemic alert from phase 5 to phase 6.
France ordered nearly 100 million doses of the vaccine at a cost of nearly 400 million euros. But not as many people turned out to have gotten the flu, and less than 10% of the French population ended up getting vaccinated. The WHO was accused of exaggerating the danger under pressure from drug companies manufacturing the vaccine. Jocelyn Rode says that this had a big influence on French attitudes towards vaccination.
It's the first time that the potential issue regarding conflict of interest between the French government and the pharmaceutical company was raised as a potential issue in the decision concerning vaccination. All the surveys before this vaccination campaign showed that less than 10% of the French population were skeptical about vaccination. And from this campaign, the proportion of people who were skeptical increased to 40%. Four times more. It's a huge shift in the attitude toward vaccination. It's probably one of the most important that's been observed in the world this last year.
Rhodes says the 2009 swine flu pandemic isn't the only explanation for France's vaccine skepticism. France has also seen several very real medical scandals involving drug companies covering up the negative effects of their drugs.
These scandals really confirm the idea that the health authority could be under the influence of the pharmaceutical companies.
This is why Rhodes hesitates to label vaccine skeptics as conspiracy theorists, even though the issue has become part of conspiracy theory rhetoric.
I think it's more the medical scandals in France that have fueled this feeling that the government could be under the influence of these companies, which is probably punctually not totally wrong.
It's not a conspiracy theory to say pharmaceutical laboratories benefit, they sell drugs. But to say our Ministry of Health is a puppet in the hands of Big Pharma is another thing.
Rudi Reichstadt insists there is a difference between skepticism and conspiracy theories.
Plots, conspiracies exist. The problem is the baseless beliefs. Conspiracy theorists present themselves as skeptics, but what conspiracy theorists are searching for is not doubt or the truth, it's conviction, the belief, and to make the agenda progress. We face propagandists, actually.
And this propaganda passes on to people who are open to these theories. Rudi Reichstadt says those who adhere to conspiracy theories are yearning for a different reality.
You know, we crossed conspiracy theory adherence and creationism and the horoscope. And the more you consult your horoscope, the more you are a conspiracy theorist. The idea that you are seeking for another story. You try to search for another reality.
In the study, Reichstadt found that French people who adhere to conspiracy theories also tend to vote for extremist candidates.
The part of the ardent conspiracists by the voters of Marine Le Pen and Jean-Luc Mélenchon,
the leaders of the far right and the far left,
is much greater than among the voters of candidates like Benoît Hamon, Emmanuel Macron or François Fillon,
the socialist, centrist, and conservative candidates in the last election. The study also found that people who believe in conspiracy theories also distrust the media, which means they look for other sources of information, online or elsewhere, and become targets of propaganda. Rudi Reichstadt says fake news appeals in the same way as conspiracy theories.
It's very close. A conspiracy theory is a story which is aired to sow doubt. The purpose of a fake news is to intoxicate the public debate with false information.
And both have an impact.
Baseless beliefs can distort democracy with an impact on the course of election. They can help to draw the French against each other by relaying prejudices or clichés based on national origin, ethnicity, religion. Fake news and conspiracy theories encourage mistrust of the public authorities, with sometimes fatal consequences in the field of health, for example. We talked about vaccination.
60% of elderly people were vaccinated against flu 10 years ago, and now it's about 40%.
That's Jocelyn Rhodes again, the public health professor who studied attitudes towards vaccinations in France.
Increasing number of people died from being not vaccinated against the flu.
Rudi Reichstadt says conspiracy theories have a real impact.
We too often have this type of reaction. It's just crazy people. No, I think it's a major phenomenon of our time, and it has real consequences about what is our society, our democracy.
To fight against the proliferation of so-called fake news, French President Emmanuel Macron has announced plans for a new law that would put rules on what content could be posted on social media during elections. But Rudi Reichstadt says the real work to fight against the spread of misinformation and conspiracy theories is education. And that will not be a quick fix. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.